beggars belief when we have such a demand from Derry in particular in and around a detox unit that we have one sitting on our doorstep that effectively is used as a storage space currently, is not operational, has a service level agreement signed with the health authorities in Donegal and none in the north. And it just seems to me that there's a purpose-built facility, particularly designed for this type of service, and yet it's not functional.
Edwin Poots just last week was warning that even the planned radiotherapy centre at Athlegovern may be delayed if he doesn't get extra money in the budget round coming up next month. From that point of view, is he going to have the resources and is he going to have the budget to enter into the sort of service level agreements that you're looking for?
If we look at this realistically, this project wouldn't require any capital spend. The building is there. It would, of course, require resources, but I think more importantly, it would require the political will for the minister to engage with the department and with the authorities in the north and say, you know, this isn't good enough. Health is an area of cooperation. Health and addiction issues in particular don't recognise borders or boundaries. So I think it's about time that he steps up to the plate in relation to this one. And I welcome the fact he did say that he was happy to get into discussions in and around the White Oaks facility. I would call on the minister actually now to visit the facility and to talk directly with officials there and to work something out that is in the interest of all of our communities.